Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
We got rid of Catherine. I felt that she was slowing. Ian Lee, Late Night Alternative.
Excuse me, Ian. What do you mean we got rid of Catherine? She's a rather hot, lovely, lovely girl. What do you mean?
Come
got
on,
rid
Saffron.
Of her?
We've
come
got
on.
So now.
So you're hot too, Ian.
Thank you. Is your surname from Republica? Because that is, you have, it's that thing. It's Saffron from Republica. It might as well be.
Well, it is.
Do you
guess.
Mind that?
Not at all.
You sure?
Well, no. That's what I demand, actually. Yeah. I mean, I am Saffron Republican.
Are you? So you don't mind? 24 years since it started.
Yeah.
You're okay
plus,
with that?
Plus. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Here's the thing, right?
Go on.
We've met before. By the way, you think it was 6 years ago.
I know it was.
It wasn't. I've asked the people on Twitter when you were on my radio show last.
Oh.
It was 9 years ago.
It can't have been. It can't have been, Ian, because... Chris, it can't have been.
It was.
It can't have been because... right, OK. Well, it can't have been. No, because... Howard main man out there.
The management
okay,
are getting
the main
involved.
Man, management.
You're welcome to come in, H.
Yeah.
He's saying no thanks.
Who's very shy.
Not my scene.
And used to book Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars and Iggy Pop and the Stooges, but he's very shy about it. He used to be Mick Ronson's best friend.
Hey.
He is a wonderful, brilliant manager. Shy. Firm but fair.
Does he have like a cricket bat, like the manager in Spinal Tap?
Well, he doesn't need to because he has me.
You're his cricket
he
bat.
He will know that it's not 9 years, Ian. Honestly, do we?
God, they're going to fall out straight away.
No, it's not about that.
You're so wrong.
Unless you want to fall out. What's the definition of falling out?
Like everybody, and Catherine is coming back. I don't know, she's gone to get water. Everybody's got a crush on you, Saf. Everybody.
Really?
You know it.
I don't.
Do you know it?
I absolutely do not.
Everybody does.
How do you know this?
Because
how do you know this?
You're the hottest woman in rock.
Oh.
Easily. Easily. Hotter than Susie Quattro.
Oh.
Who's number two?
Oh,
but everyone.
Are you a Quattro fan?
Oh, I love Quattro. We've had Susie on the show.
But
Susie Quattro.
But I'm above Quattro.
Oh, God, you're number one. Totally. I'm not just saying that. Everyone's got a crush on you.
Thank you.
So nice to see you. What I'm trying to say is...
Are you saying you're... actually, you're the everyone.
Thank you. What I'm saying is I'm a little bit nervous.
Why?
Just because you... Saffron from Republica.
I watched a video of Dr. Gorgeous from 1997-98, Tea in the Park, which was the most amazing festival in Scotland. And weirdly, we just played Party in the Palace, which was also in Scotland. And a fan sent, and this is like 20-something odd years.
Yeah.
It could have been nearly exactly the same photo or video, but
on the stage,
I got a hump with myself. I thought, hang on, I need to channel my fierceness.
Yeah,
were you from that time.
Were you not fierce enough 20 years later then?
No, I think people have, you know, yeah.
Boyle's in the house.
Yeah.
Boom. Welcome.
Here she is. Here she is.
Here's the thing. You that. Two, we met... I've got to be honest, you may be able to tell from both of these women, we met Saffron in a pub.
What?
And Catherine, you can talk.
I
which is unusual.
For, to drop.
And we got... Getting in the Uber back...
Help me, how does that work?
Walking towards the cab... These two, arm round each other, basically doing the Lambeth walk.
Here's the other thing, right? I went in the loo. I thought, I'll just have a quick nip to the loo before, you know, pre-show wee. And as I'm in there, I hear, Kath! It was, right, the best moment I've ever had in my life, apart from when Noddy Holder said, Kath! In a pub once, right? That was right up there for me, Saf, because I was so nervous about meeting you. Because
you said this, yeah.
You're the reason I got into flipping... cat flick eyeliner and like the whole thing. I just thought you were the coolest person. So
thank you, bless you, darling.
But here's the thing, because when Republica, 95, 96, 97, 98,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
those are the kind
yeah,
of years.
Yeah.
And it there was
99, yeah, till
we're
yeah,
still
till,
going now, till, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
but that
yeah,
was kind
started
of the,
in 94. Yeah,
it was very. Even then, even now, it was unusual to see a powerful woman fronting a rock group.
This is so true, right? So I was like 19, looking around for strong female yeah. role models, yeah. right, who were rocking it along with the boys and giving them a run for their money. In fact, I'd beaten them half the time. And there was Saffron.
Yeah. Doing it with what looked like ease.
Yeah.
Just the attitude. And we just played Drop Dead Gorgeous and the video in that. It's like, you don't give a shit, man. You make it look so easy. I'm sure that was hard work, that shoot, but you make it look so easy.
It was so enjoyable. But yeah, it's hard graft, you know.
Yeah.
People think it's really easy. It's not. It's hard graft, but absolutely enjoyable. Absolutely, of course. You know, it's the song that, you know, we all wrote together, we, you know, recorded and produced and mixed. It's my band's song, you know. And we're getting to do a music video of it, and it's the follow-up to Ready to Go. No pressure.
That must have been... Well, was there pressure? That must have been... Everyone thinks it must be
so
exciting.
Well, I knew they would be beforehand, so,
yeah.
you know, because obviously growing up wanting to be a hot gossip or a rock star before I was born, before I met the Pope... Which is actually true.
What?
Where
is this going?
No, we were talking about this earlier, actually, in the pub, with Uncle L Babs and main man H, my manager, and we was like, oh, you know, who's the man's favourite person? You know, you met all, you know, it's like, are we the Queen? Are we McCartney? You know, I met the Pope.
When did you meet the Pope?
When
Saf?
I was at school. And
Was it the proper Pope? Pope John
it was
Paul II?
Proper
Pope.
One.
Actual Pope, yeah.
The real Pope.
The real Pope.
Yeah.
And he blessed me. Bless you, my child. And I did a little wee.
I was a child. How old were you then?
I can't remember, but I was from obviously a Roman Catholic convent school. I was a bit overwhelmed. It's only a little tiny, like little one.
Don't do it now. You just move still as though you
fine.
Were.
I mean, my
trying to recreate it.
Very tight, dear. Don't worry about that. I was fine, but it was the Pope. What would you do? If he blessed you.
I would, if the Pope blessed me, I would probably do a wee.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were a baby, literally I was a baby. And it was really sweet. And
Well, it's worked because your life has been blessed.
I know, it actually
So there is something in this religious stuff.
Yeah.
Should we take a phone call?
Why not?
You can put your headphones on. If you follow the cable, there's a little volume thing in case it's a little bit too loud.
Where are we?
Just follow that cable all the way down. I want to introduce you to a good friend of the show. Alan, have you got it? Can you hear? Can you hear me, Saffron?
Yes, I can.
Alan Caddick, say hello to Saff.
Hey, Mark, hi, Saff, hi, Saffron.
Hello. How are you?
I'm enjoying the boat.
Oh, you're on the boat? What boat?
No, but here's the thing, we're not prepared to
Oh, he's enjoying the book that we did. Alan, you're very hyped up tonight. Have you been
Smarties.
Have you been having Smarties or have you been at the pussy?
What?
No.
The power drink. No, the energy drink. Monster and Red Bull and pussy.
No.
Is there a drink? Oh. Yeah, there is. There are you just high on life, Alan?
Well, I'm coming in my pocket to one of my favourite singers from the 90s.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
He might do a little wee.
Bless you, darling.
my favourite song's ready to go.
Oh, brilliant.
I was wondering, Alan, would you be able to sing it to Saffron? Because she might have forgotten it.
Hang on, let me... Oh, my God. I've first seen that on TFI Friday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that Chris Evans was an amazing champion of ours. Yeah, and we really enjoyed that performance.
That was a good old show, TFI Friday.
Alan, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it's on YouTube.
Probably.
Might be, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Have a look. Yeah.
Do you want to sing a little bit for us, Alan?
I'm a duck.
Don't put it on.
Baby, I'm ready to go. I'm back. Ready to go. From the window.
Top shouting out.
Ready to go.
Wow.
Thanks so much for your call, Alan. Trust me, it's not putting it on Alan to ask him to sing. That's a regular.
Cheers, Alan.
I'm just thinking, we've got your manager there. If you ever get a dicky throat or, you know, we get these colds, we've got a stand in. Just dye a bit of his hair red, no one will ever know. Thank you, Alan. Excellent, excellent stuff. TFI Friday was a great show.
It really was.
Because it was at a time when there still wasn't that... Obviously, we didn't have the internet. So you got pop and rock and live performances when you were given them on TV. Yeah. You couldn't go on... Now it's YouTube. I find anything. I want to find a concert you did last week if I want. But then there were specific times that you would get pop and rock, and you just had to keep your fingers crossed it was a band that you liked.
Well, it wasn't fingers. You had to smash Dan Dull. You had to boot your way in to even get a chance.
Is that how it worked?
Yeah, to get even a chance to get on there.
Yeah.
Because there was so few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and that was a great show. That was funny. It was, you know, people think Chris Evans now, some people are a bit sour.
But then it was like nothing else.
No, he did. It was absolutely pioneering.
Yeah.
And I saw him, you know, from the rehearsals and stuff. I mean, he really absolutely was there at the rehearsals, at the run-through, the camera angles and everything. He was a pioneer.
And when you did a show like that, did you notice, like, over the weekend, would you get, like, reports on Monday going, well, the album sold another 20,000 because of the TV appearance?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Isn't it funny? Mm-hmm. And now, I don't...
That was a massive show. It was a massive show.
I don't watch TV.
Actually, the album came about three or four... I don't know the years, but it was maybe three or four years ago. The TFI Friday album came out and went to number one and we were on it.
Oh, yeah.
But Chris, so, it really still today...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, has a relevance.
Well, they did it again. Did they do a series or did they just do a one-off?
I don't know. I remember Danny Baker being involved
in it.
Maybe
it was just a one-off.
But they had the album.
And it was live, and you would have played live. But by that stage, you would have been a really tight little band.
Well, yeah, because luckily we were blessed that we'd been to America and we'd broken America before. We were very, very lucky to have done that, yes.
Jamie, stay there. We're going to take your call in a second. 0344 499 1000, the late night... By the way, you can just call in about the usual rubbish. You can talk to Saff if you want, or you can just call in and talk a load of rubbish. I'm not fussed either way. You want to join in the madness. You listen.
I absolutely do. I listen to the psychic.
To Clinton.
Got
very confusing for everybody.
It did.
Some people got upset by that, saying he was a fraud.
Well, people get frightened by things they don't understand.
Yeah, dark forces. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. We've got Saffron from Republican. Now, you were telling me, and Catherine, that you recently accosted Jude Law in the street. You hounded one of Britain's finest actors.
Oh, I didn't hound him.
You sassed him.
I bet he loved it.
I bet he loved it. Him. What? Because one of your songs was in the trailer for Captain Marvel.
That's right.
Yeah. Huge film. One of the biggest films. Was that last year? I'm not going to ask you what year it was because you will fall out over it.
It was last year. No, this year. Early part of this year, wasn't it?
It was this year.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like hanging out with my granddad.
Before Endgame, it was the highest grossing film of all time.
And your song was in the trailer?
Yes. Like, you know, it's the phone call that everybody wants. You know, the head of Marvel, you know.
Did you know before? Do you get a phone call saying, we'd like to use your song?
Or
did you,
phones our publisher and says, you know, I'm a fan and I'd like to use your song, Ready to Go. As the music's official music trailer for our new film, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, of course the answer is yes. But I didn't realise. She's the most, you know, one, she's a she.
Yeah.
Secondly, she's the most powerful of all the superheroes.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Iron Man and Thor, and I've got Fancy Loki and no. But I didn't realise they've been battered, you know, in the assembled. Spider-Man's dead. Oh, my God. This baddie is really... Oh, God, he's
Thanos.
Got...
It's, it was
he's
Thanos.
Got things that you turn on teeth. But the thing, you know, what the hell's going on? Just obviously Fury, yeah. Samuel Jackson's like, I've got to go and find her. I've got to go and find her.
We know the story of Captain Marvel. We know.
I thought you didn't. No, earlier.
Oh, I've got boys who are 7 and 9. I've seen them all.
But bless her, but I didn't, you see.
Right, yeah.
So therefore, I was like, well, yes, this is wonderful. And then... This is an amazing film came out.
And Jude Law's in the film.
He is, as is Samuel Jackson and Brice Larson.
You saw Jude Law in the street.
I saw him in the street. I said, all right, Jude. And he walked past me and I said, excuse me. And I said, and he went, oh, hello, Saffron. I went, oh, I said, it's great in here. I said, I wrote the music. And he just went, he was about to say, which, I went, I went, Captain Marvel, yeah, thank you. And he was very, very friendly and respectful. And I went, yeah, that one, that film,
that
Captain
film.
Marvel.
That must be exciting, though, because...
He's lovely, though.
Because there's a lot of bands from 23, 24 years ago that you don't...
Sorry.
What did you say?
He's very friendly. Good looking. Married, but never mind.
Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of bands from 23, 24 years ago that you don't hear of. And a lot of their songs, you go, I think I remember that. But your hits, your sort of 4 or 5 big hits, people know them. They've lasted the test of time, being used to sell one of the biggest movies of the last 10, 15 years. Mm. Shows just how, you know, loud and great those songs were.
Well, I mean, for us, it's blessed, you know, it's the phone call, but not just that. The fact that, for me, as the role, Bree Starston, Captain Marvel, one, you know, showing it, she is the first strong female actress as a lead character to break the $1 billion take at the box office, boys, you know. So it's like, come on. Female empowerment, you know, intelligent, skilled, badass, fierce.
And it was a good film.
You know, she can look after herself. She's clever, intelligent, and all of these things. A great, great female role model for the modern day, badly needed.
But she was hardly in the last Avengers film. They totally screwed up. Right, I don't know if you see this, spoiler alert. So the last Avengers film, they're all getting killed and destroyed, right? And then suddenly Captain Marvel pops up and destroys the spaceship, does it all in the last 5-10 minutes. And you think,
well, she tidies up.
She tidies up, man. The men mess up and she comes and just goes, zap, 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 whatever she does.
And then carries on with her life.
And just
because she's, yeah.
She's the best.
She is the most powerful of all the superheroes. Yeah. And it's so wonderful to be deluged by these amazing. I did not know how massive the Marvel community of fans of the universe is. And just for the acceptance, the thanks, you know, people around the world saying, we've waited years for her, you know, and the first glimpse of her we associate now with your song. Thank you. And I've just welcomed, you know, us, you know, to the Marvel Universe, which is, you know, which is amazing.
You can start doing those Comic-Cons and the conventions
now.
Oh,
I might meet loads of people in Star Wars and everything.
Stars
and everything.
Let's speak to our friend Jerry. Good evening, Jerry.
Hello, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Very, very well, Jerry. What you got for us tonight?
I saw stuff on the Kew University Freshers Week, 1998-99.
Which university was it?
Kew.
You were playing at the Kew University Freshers.
Yes, we did.
I got kicked off for crowd surfing.
You got told off for crowd surfing?
I got kicked out. You let me on, man. I didn't get back in. So,
for crowd surfing?
Surely you're supposed to do that.
There we go. No,
they kicked me out.
No, they didn't. Did they?
They did. They only got two good songs.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. I would have got you back in.
If you're asking, you're not asking Saf for a refund, are you? Because I don't think... That was 20 years ago, mate. I think it's kind of...
I have the receipt.
Oh, but did you have a good night, though, mate?
Good songs.
He's a troublemaker.
Thank you very much.
Care home.
Good to see you again.
Thank you, and to you. I'm really grateful.
Jerry, can I give you one piece of advice?
How's your room?
Stick it up your bum. There we go.
No, don't be like that.
He got in before you.
He did get in before me. Let's go to...
He's
done it, to be
honest. I have a duty of care and a duty of candour, and that's absolutely honest.
Duty of Candour, that's a great name for a band. We're Duty of Candour. Welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. It's our first song. It's called Up Your Bum. let's go to... we've got Kerry on the line. Good evening, Kerry.
Hi.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, is that Kessa?
It is.
Hello, my darling.
Is this one of your mates?
Hello. Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right, my darling girl. Yeah, what year was it, Kerry, in Republica played in the middle of the pitch in the Stadium of Light in Sunderland when they played against Birmingham and they won and they went up to the Premier League, and Kerry was a ball girl back then, weren't you?
Yeah, and it was 1998. I was 13.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, and it was wonderful, wasn't it, for you and your family and everybody in Sundance. All the Mackhams.
Yes,
well,
I've got Laura here as well.
Oh, hello, Laura.
Kerry, you're like a big fan of Saf, right?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Are you good with dates and stuff?
Kind of.
Saffron came on a show I did. Really sorry to hammer this home, but this is...
James will know.
Saffron came on a show I did on Absolute Radio, no. And I just wondered if you knew what year it was.
James will know. James will know.
James
will know.
Is James? Can James phone in?
He could. James, yeah, he's listening. He's actually a very big fan of yours.
Oh, is he? Yeah. So, Kerry, are you like a big proper? Are you a hardcore fan?
She is.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you don't sound old enough.
I'll take that.
What are you trying to say, Ian Lee?
I'm saying that you span generations, is what it sounds like.
Kerry,
I'm going to ask you. You absolutely don't.
I have.
I'm going to ask Kerry, how old are you?
35.
Oh, okay, right. You're old. Okay, fine.
Did you just mean she's old? Did you just tell her she's old?
No, I thought she was like 15 or something.
35 is not old. 35. Ian. You can't speak to women like
35 is not old. Can you just stop ganging up on me?
I'm with Saffron.
For a moment, please. You were nervous to meet her, and now you two.
Turns out we're on the same team.
Don't you speak to my fans like that.
Sorry, miss. What is it, Kerry? What is it? Because I, you must have seen them live quite a few times, right?
Yes, I have.
How many times do you reckon?
They travel all over the
really?
Country.
Travelled
yeah.
all over. I've lost count.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah,
I love wonderful. Fans like that.
She's amazing.
It.
Yeah, all of them, all the Republican family are amazing.
Why?
They travel all over. We love you.
What
love
is
you.
It about... Pretend Saffron can't hear, right? But what is it about her and the band that means you travel all over the place to go and see them? Why them?
Because they're just lovely people, and the music's fantastic. They're down to earth and easy to talk to, and we're just waiting for the new music, and they're just lovely to watch. And
thank you, sweetheart.
Well,
guess what? We've got 2 albums coming out next year.
Greedy.
Yeah.
Very greedy. The 2 Republica albums.
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. So the first release will be a reissue of our first album, and it's a special deluxe edition.
Yes, mate.
Yes. Of the debut album for the super fans. So it'll be a physical item in a box designed with artwork and photographs. It's a 3-disc CD, so it will have rarities. It will have mixes that no one's ever heard.
Wow.
We have the first ever Chemical Brothers remix. DJ Justin Robertson, Way Out West, Hardcase Brothers. Different dance mixes, different rock mixes, all of the first albums. So there's a lot on there, and I'm very, very, me and the band are very, very proud of it. So that's going to be coming out on Cherry Red Records.
We love Cherry Red.
We love Cherry
we
love, Red.
We had Mike McCartney in a few weeks ago, yeah. Paul's brother who's on Cherry Red.
Yeah.
They do such good repackages.
They're amazing label for repackages.
They're
yes,
incredible.
The
they put so much care
they
in there.
They really do. They really actually care.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really do care.
So that's album number 1.
That's album number
What's
1.
What's album number 2?
Album number 2. It's yes. brand new.
Wow. Mm.
Brand new Republica album.
This is great, man.
Yeah.
Did I
show you the front cover of
no.
it earlier?
No.
Might have done.
You were just showing us the pictures of you playing to 90,000 people. Oh, that's, right, what you,
yeah.
that's what you were showing us.
Victorious.
No, you've not shown us the cover.
Okay. So it's also... As you liked what I'm wearing, my gold knuckle duster and bling jumpsuit by Gresham Blake.
Yep.
Who's the famous tailor who's made me the amazing suit. A gold two-tone tonic suit. You know, he clothes Ray Winston and Rag and Bone Man and Steve Coogan and people. I've got a wonderful suit by him. But he's made me these amazing jumpsuits. I've got a pills jumpsuit. It's got jumpsuits covered in brightly coloured pills. An assortment of amazing
items.
And has
he done the cover?
And I'm going to be in his new lookbook, which is coming out, which is amazing because he really is... a superb tailor and fashion designer who does short films. And yeah, he has a wonderful team in Brighton, and he's got a shop in London too. But his tailoring's is beyond. He really is like
Kerry,
Alexander McQueen.
When you spent time with Saffron, Kerry, did you find it impossible to get a word in edgeways?
Oh, she's lovely.
Isn't she the best? Isn't she the best?
She's fantastic.
Hey, Kerry, it's so nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling. Was there anything else you wanted to say or ask before I let you go?
Yeah, I was just asked, do you think there's enough female artists represented at festivals, music festivals?
No, I don't, Kerry. That's a really, really good question, actually. And funny enough, we were talking about this earlier. No, I absolutely don't, Kerry. And as you know, I mentor and you know, do as much as I can, apart from, you know, working at music colleges such as BIM and helping youngsters, you know, with masterclasses and stuff like that, with young up-and-coming bands. But especially I do try and mentor female artists like India, and, you know, there's lots of different ones that currently, you know, we're pushing. And you know, Donna Zed, who I met the other day at the Prog Rock Awards and stuff. You know, there's so many out there that really need help and a push. And, yeah, I don't think so, no.
I'm just Googling, because I'm sure I read a thing last year.
Yep.
There were a group of female artists were getting together saying, look, you've got all these big festivals, apart from Glastonbury, which I think is pretty close to 50-50.
Yeah,
but a lot of the other ones, it's like 70-30
in
favour of men.
Yeah, Emily is great. Yeah,
which seems like a crazy. Again, it kind of ties in with that rubbish thing that was doing the rounds a bit recently, that women aren't funny. You know, it's that kind of misogynistic.
What?
Oh, there was a big thing. Someone in America said women aren't.
That's been a thing for years. People saying women aren't funny.
But it kind of hit again with you know Twitter. Twitter is full of shit. Okay, there we go. There's our one S. Twitter is full of people just causing trouble and badness and stuff. And there was a thing saying, well, women aren't funny. And it kind of got a bit of traction.
Yeah.
It seems that with what's going on in this country now in terms of what was happening in Parliament yesterday and with Donald Trump, you know, the pussy grabber in America, the misogynistic language is coming back, man. It's coming back and it's being seen as acceptable, you know, Boris Johnson saying girly swats, the stuff he was saying yesterday.
What is that exactly?
Is it
netball?
Is it about netball?
I don't
know.
It says to me that there's a lot of men
goal
there
defense.
Who are feeling insecure and scared.
Yes.
And so why would they have to talk women down unless they were worried? And I think they are worried. I think they feel a bit threatened that women are kind of getting together and working out that they don't have to put up with crap
Did
anymore.
You have that in the 90s, right? When you get, say you're going to Top of the Pops or you're going to a concert or a festival, did you find that you'd kind of walk in and the person who was running it would just look over you and talk to the guitarist?
No.
They addressed you.
They absolutely had to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Well, they had to.
Good.
I would not have it any other way, and that's the only way that my band would have got anywhere. And you have to. But you have to do the grot. You know, you have to do the work, and you have to sustain it and be constant at it and keep going. And you know, luckily all the promoters and all the people that run the festivals are my friends.
Yeah.
Because we've been friends for all these years, but back then, you know, we weren't even played on the radio, so even that you know was to boot down the door to even get radio to play female fronted bands. Yeah. It was a hard push, but you know, that's why as you were watching the video, you have to be fierce and stuff to get anywhere.
It's weird, isn't it? We've played this game before. It's hard, and we can do it with a bit of thought, but it's hard to name an all-female rock group. The Bangles. You've got the Runaways. then where do you go?
And it's slits, but it's not really rocks. Slits, yeah.
There are a few. But if I say an all male,
girl in coma, who my friends who are on Joan Jett's Black Heart label, who are an amazing three girl band.
But here's the other thing, right? You talk about them being all girl bands, but how many other bands are just bands?
Yeah,
you don't say all male bands, do you? Exactly. It's like Coldplay. Exactly. Is that?
But it's because it's still a massive minority. Yeah. It's a huge difference. The fact that you could sit and you could name bands that are all blokes easily till 1 o'clock, but to do it with women, it's still, I don't quite understand why. I just remembered the Shags. You were aware of the Shags, you know the Shags. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it seems ridiculously unfair.
I think traditionally in this country, right, this is what I've always said to my mates in Spain, the reason why Spanish pop music isn't quite as, like, you know, it's got the same sort of heritage as we have, is that we've got crap weather. So if you want to pick up girls in the 1950s and 60s, right, you've got to practice in your garage and impress them in a, you know, in a band, right? Whereas in Spain, they were knocking about on the, you know, streets and the parks, and they would meet girls that way and dances and things like that. Crap weather has a lot to do with it, I think, traditionally, with boys trying to impress girls, right? And then the girls got the guitars in the 1980s, and things started to change. But it was a massively boys trying to impress girls thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When teenagehood was kind of first invented, that's what it was.
But it was funny because it was kind of the thing is, it was almost like a scene or a genre. It's like we were always our own gang. We didn't want to fit in.
Attention.
We didn't fit in. We didn't want to. So actually, people wanted to come to our parties. but the thing is, we were lucky that that's how we were, a gang of friends, you know, because other people were so, it was kind of, in some ways, desperate to be, in this Britpop thing.
Yeah.
So they were too busy, the boys were too busy being rivals with each other that we
I remember trying to form a band when I was in university, right, and I had really long hair, and these lads wanted to do Britpop. They didn't really do anything, they just posed a lot.
You can join us,
but you've got to cut your hair short. You don't really look like, and it's all this kind of stuff. And then I saw Saffron, who just was herself, right? And she wasn't doing this whole androgynous, I'm kind of going to fade into background and be almost like one of the boys kind of thing. She was out there and she was giving it some. I thought she was incredible.
Thank you.
I think you are incredible.
I think. Too, guys. Oh,
you're jealous, Ian.
I am very jealous. When you finish. Who wrote Ready to Go? Was it all of the band?
Yeah,
right?
The band. Yeah.
So when you finish writing Ready to Go, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're in someone's living room or something.
Yeah.
And you go, should we do this?
We built ourselves.
Think we got it? Or you go through it the first time you go through it and you finish it.
Yeah, we thought we might be on to something.
Could you tell then?
Yeah.
Could you tell then?
Yeah. But all I could think of was, we've got to have a follow up. Because every great rock or pop group in the world has to have a follow up.
Yeah. You don't want to be one hit wonders.
No.
That's the thing.
And it came to me in a dream. I was like, I bolt upright, not going to any psychic, like, you know, like realm or anything, because I heard your show the other day. It came to me and I wrote it all down and there it was.
So how did it work? In this dream, did you hear the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely, whole thing. But and then I had to write down, and then went straight to the studio, straight to tell Johnny and Tip, right, I've got to quickly get, you know, in my vocal booth, called Hattie Chaits, right, put it down now because I'm going to forget it. And they were like, I think we've got something, right, let's go with it.
Brilliant.
And then we were on tour in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, God.
And they have some sort of very strange laws there. But anyway, and I had to have a wisdom tooth pulled out. Randy, you know, our tour bus driver, he knew some guy, you know. So I've had my wisdom tooth pulled out, which obviously I was supposed to be in the hospital. Anyway, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I've obviously been quite a lot of pain. There's blood pouring out of my mouth. And the RCA representative is going, I've got a film director on the phone called Wes Craven. I'm like, hang on, this is a joke. Like, hang on, well, like Freddy Krueger. He was like, yeah, like Freddy Krueger. Like, I'm like, is this a joke? Like, blood pouring out of my mouth. And I picked up the phone, he went, hey.
this is Wes Craven. I don't like horror films. I said, I've just had my wisdom tooth out. I'm in a lot of pain. What do you want? I said, I've got to do a show tonight. He went, your lyrics to Drop Dead Gorgeous are the exact storyline to my new movie,
oh my
Scream.
God.
I went, right? He went, can I use your song for my movie? And I went, is it a horror film? And he went, Drew Barrymore's. I went, I like her. He went, I'll send you a rough cut, which I still have.
Yeah, you watched it, yes.
Obviously, she gets hand-drawn and quartered in the first 5 minutes. I love Drew Barrymore, but then he sent me this, and I'm like, that's not a great promotion, Wes, really. But okay, I'll let you, because I got the storyline, actually. My boyfriend knows he does it every time. He's one of these guys. So we get to do the premiere in LA. We all were in this limo, and Johnny, our guitarist, does the red carpet, jumps over the fence, goes down the Irish pub, misses it. I don't know who anybody is on the screen apart from Drew Barrymore, who's been hand-drawn because I've never watched Friends before. Okay. So I've gone out the back. I've got a lot of thank you for your song and everything. I don't know how I went. And I've walked back in. And it's only Courtney Cox and David Arquette. I went, I'm ever so sorry. Oh, my God, how embarrassing. I said, I'm really... And then we had to play at the after-show party of the premiere.
Oh,
and I went, I'm really, really sorry. But I actually did not know who you were. I've never seen Friends.
That's good.
But she loved me. She gave me a great big hug. David Arquette, we became friends.
Go.
What lovely people. I said, I still don't, I like some of it and everything, but I don't like the stashy part of it. But then it became the highest grossing filming event.
So it doesn't matter.
That we didn't care, really.
Kerry, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Kerry, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you for
giving us a call. Let's take a quick break.
This is
Talk Radio.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
10 minutes left and then we get our show back.
Well, you say that.
Or do you want me to go, Kath? What is this?
Oh, don't put me on the spot.
What is this? Mate, you're my best mate.
Yeah.
You met her an hour and a half ago.
No, and it's already tricky.
Saf, come on, what is this? We've got Jamie on the line. Good evening, Jamie.
Hi, mate. Mate. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing all right. My spidey senses are tingling.
One minute. I've just got to take off loudspeaker. 1 minute, mate.
There he is.
Here we go. Something's going on. Yes, Jamie?
How you doing, mate? All right. I just got to talk about... there was a programme that I saw on the TV about a person who's disabled.
OK, thanks very much for your call, Jamie. I really appreciate your time.
No,
I've got no idea where that was...
I can talk.
You
want to? Absolutely.
My spidey senses are tingling.
Bring it on.
Go on, then, Jamie.
Hello?
Yeah?
Right. I saw a programme on the TV about a disabled person. It's called The O'Brien Show.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of O'Brien? James O'Brien?
Okay, he is taking the piss, this guy. Thank you very much. He's taking the piss.
Who is that, then?
He's taking the piss out of a radio presenter and thinking it's funny to say that he's disabled.
That's not acceptable.
No,
that's abusive.
It's
bullying. It's a hate crime. Go away.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You have just been owned by Saf. So, up yours. Here's the thing.
Was he really doing that?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You can take your headphones off if you want. Here's the thing. Me and Kath have been doing this for so long. Our spidey senses, we know almost a second after a call started.
Why would someone call and say that and do that?
I don't know. This is the thing. He's talking about James O'Brien, who's kind of a mate of mine.
Friends.
It's a weird, but this is the weird thing. You're on Twitter, right? Do you do it or does someone else do it or do you?
No, I do it, but I haven't been on there for a little while because my iPad, we have, this relationship.
Get her a new iPad. get her a new iPad. What are you doing?
He's done it on purpose.
He can't remember one. Anyway.
You probably get nice stuff on Twitter, but there are a lot of arseholes on Twitter. There are some really mean people.
There's a lot of mean people everywhere, and just they do not exist.
God, is that how you cope with it in your head?
Yeah. Bruce Lee, be like water. There is no enemy. There is no fear. Only cowards who hide behind the smoke screen to intimidate or bully a person. Only opponents like a game of chess. Want to play?
I love you. And you're right. Now, you studied. Now, give me the link to Bruce Lee. Who you study Kung Fu with and how it links back.
Well, I'm being very honoured to be accepted as a student of Master Anton van Thomas, who is one of the very few Westerners that is trained by Ip Chun and Ip Ching, who are the sons of Ip Man, who was obviously Bruce Lee's grandmaster of Wing Chun Kung Fu. Very recently, obviously, they had the trilogy of the Ip Man stories in Asia, biggest grossing films of all time.
Great
Ip Man
films.
4 has just come out with the Wooden Man on Fire, which is the wooden dummy form, which has 180, I'm only up to 40 moves. But as you saw in the pictures, there is the butterfly knife form in various other forms, Chi Sao. But it was devised by a Shaolin nun 300 years ago, Wu Mei, and is one of the reasons that the Great Wall of China was built, and against the Mongolians and the Japanese. And it is called Wing Chun Kung Fu. It is what Kill Bill's all about. Mm. Gordon Lee, who plays the master, is my master's friend in that. And Wu Mei put herself down a well for 3 weeks and devised the closest form of combat for a female or a person of a small stature to defend themselves in the dark. Basically, close combat, but it's all about energy. It's a self-defense, like in Tai Chi, but it's about energies. So it's a self-defense form, but you do learn fighting skills, and obviously it can be applied, but only if invoked by violence.
Can I say, what is marvellous, is when you're talking about this, you've gone very soft.
Yeah.
Very soft and very controlled and centred. I can feel the vibe changing totally. You sent me a text, and I think in it you said that your master basically saved your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
In what way? How?
Absolutely.
How?
Just in the way to the whole balance of the mind, the body, the focus. Also, as I am part Chinese, my mother was born in Kowloon, which was next to Yip Man's temple.
Incredible.
She went to the school in the same road as Anthony and Bruce Lee. so there is actually a link there too. So I've always wanted and sought out a martial art. I've always wanted to do it. And so, I'm blessed to have found the female form, which is actually the deadliest form, but it's
becoming,
only taught to the pure of heart, or supposedly that's what Kill Bill's about if you corrupt it.
A big star in the 90s, like you did. Mm. That mid to late 90s was kind of a strange time anyway, but becoming a big star, I'm trying to think of a delicate way of asking this. I can't. Is it inevitable that did you go nuts? This is what I'm trying to go nuts. Did you? Because it seems
we all went nuts.
This is what I was thinking.
We were in the late 80s. Acid House.
The 80s.
We'd already done. We were ready.
But did it must be such a shock?
Acid House ravers.
Becoming
obviously
a massive pop rock star. Mm-hmm. Very few people come out of that unscathed.
Yeah.
Very few people have the
mental. But it was
mental,
always my dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it
train for?
Did it damage you in any way? I mean, I don't want to pry too much, but did it affect you negatively at any point, or did you just ride that whole wave and enjoy every second of it?
I think it's words are relative, and what is the definition of negative and positive, and that's what I learned from my master, and I had to learn that balance because it became chaos,
right. Yeah,
It was unsustainable chaos at some point, and that kind of needed to be
training with your master, it's giving you balance and perspective.
Which I need to start again, master.
When was the last time
I'm like the... No, I'm like the naughty... He still calls me infant.
How long have you been training
the
with him?
Infant student. Oh, dear.
Can you do nunchuckers?
Maybe not.
Yes, man.
If you watch the video that you claim was 9 years ago but wasn't, there are nunchuckers in it, yeah. And my master is in it, and with my kung fu brothers.
So what's next? You got the two. Well, what's next? You got two albums coming out. I'm assuming that. Have you got any more live shows booked up?
Yeah. Well, we've had a wonderful, brilliant summer of headline festivals. We're going back to the female thing, and yes, I just hope that carries on. You know, that promoters. We've been built the band back up over the last few years. It's been fantastic. The audience, the reactions and stuff have been incredible. And there's so many real regional, fantastic, smaller festivals that are, again, going back to, the closure of pubs or smaller independent music venues that normally you go out to the disc, or a club or somewhere to see a band. They're not there anymore.
Yeah, no. So the one where I used to go to as a kid, Esquire's in Bedford, that's still hanging in there, but it's kind of rare now.
It is. We played there. We actually played there not for long ago. Great audience. But, that is very rare still to have that. But it's great because councils are getting together and people are getting together and in the different counties. And, you are getting, between 5,000 and 10,000 people that are locals, because that, is the place to go.
You know why so many of these small venues that hold maybe 100 people are closing down, 200 people? Is because people move there or buy like flats and houses nearby. Then they complain about the noise.
Oh, yes.
They complain about the noise. So then the council put a curfew of like 10. And of course, the music club goes, people don't start coming till 9:30. They end up closing down. And so there's no training grounds, no rooms for bands to go off and learn their craft of being in front of a crowd, hustling to sell tickets. It's a hustle, all of that.
Absolutely.
Seth, we're out of time.
Oh,
I love you so much. Got an open invitation anytime you want to come in. At SAF Republica on Twitter is the place to go and do a crowdfunding so you get a new iPad so you can go on there.
Thank you.
You can go on there more.
And Republica Official Facebook page. Thank you so much.
Republica Official.
Official.
We're going to tweet that out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Can me and Kath get on your guest list? For
Please. You're so...
Yes, mate.
Of course.
I've got to run that through me.
No, open invitation.
The talent
VIP
wants it, the talent
way.
Gets it. Right. We will carry on taking your calls, dear listener.
Thank you so much for having me.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.